Hello, everyone. This is the Mostly True Radio Show with Chris Austin and Annalie Fote. And I'm not going to say hello because I know
you're chewing. I'm good.
You're having a late lunch or early dinner.
The one meal I've had time to have
today.
Oh,
my gosh. As hotshot editor, you are galling a go. I don't know how you do it.
Good. Halloween was fun.
Oh, yeah. What happened? What'd you do?
So, we always just, I mean, part of my editorial duties. Walking around Halloween and taking pictures of all the awesome costumes. And the one popular one that blown out of the water was so popular this year. Those inflatable dinosaurs.
I love those.
Those inflatable T-Rex people. There were all kinds. There was one that was wearing like a bow tie and a top hat. There was a green one. There was a purple one. There was a little girl dressed up as one.
Wow.
I think I saw about 8.
Really?
And I think there were probably more. But around, what time was it? Probably around 6. It was still light, but I think the sun had just set. There was a band at the main intersection, and 6 of them got together, and there was like a dance party of these dinosaurs going on. And it was hilarious because you could just see their heads flailing around, and that was it. And it was so much fun.
We should do a show in those.
We should.
Yes.
People would have to come by and see us.
Yes, I think, yeah. Okay, let's do it.
I don't know if you can talk, though. There's like a, we'd have to like cut out the little window, and then I feel like it would just deflate if we did that.
We'll investigate.
Yeah.
Whether we can do that.
I think we could. We just have to talk loud enough so it could come through. So we'd just be yelling at each other.
I think dinosaurs are pretty loud. well, that's good. No, I did not dress up. I had to work late. I had to work till about 8. And, you know, that's not good for anybody.
Doesn't give you a lot of time to dress up.
It doesn't. But I did go down and enjoy. It was just breaking up as I, you know, came into town. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, kind of weird feeling. As soon as you get to town,
everyone hundreds else of is pieces, leaving.
People leave.
There's something going on.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, but yeah, I saw some cool outfits. I was at the hardware store and a lot of the staff dressed up like characters from Napoleon Dynamite.
No way.
Yes, it was
oh
so
my gosh,
awesome.
I should have gone in
I
there.
I wish you had.
Was somebody Napoleon?
Somebody was Napoleon.
Oh
and they
gosh.
Would, you remember Kip, the,
yes.
the brother?
Yes.
Who said he wants to be a mixed martial artist.
Yes.
And they
and
would get
been
in
chatting
slap-
online yes. babes yeah, all day.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, they would get in these slap fights. You know how they would
oh
do?
My God.
It was so funny.
Were they guys dressed up as
one,
Napoleon
one,
and Kip?
Napoleon or? Was a woman, and she pulled it off very well.
That's awesome.
And Kip was a guy.
That's so cool.
And they had Deb, I guess the one with the hair
yes.
coming out the side.
Was she wearing a big pink dress?
Yes.
I think I saw her walking around, unless there were two Debs.
There could have been a couple of Debs.
Yeah.
But
that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I dressed up as a Minion, but nobody got it, which
I
thought
I
was crazy because I was like, I had yellow tights and like a yellow sweater and I was wearing like a jean dress and I had made goggles and everyone was like, you're supposed to be something. I was like, guys.
I had somebody tell me that and I guessed it.
Yeah, that's
she said, oh, she was dressed up in a, you know, the yellow blue thing. And I'm like, a Smurf? What?
A Smurf?
And so I'm guessing, and then she said goggles, and oh.
Yeah, like I thought that it was so obvious, and nobody knew what I was. I was kind of upset. I think I needed a hat. Like I needed a hat
a
with
hat,
the hair.
Or maybe the one-eye Minion, and that
maybe,
would be hard to pull off.
Maybe.
I think a lot of surgery.
But now it's November.
What?
We got the first show in November.
That's crazy. And they said it wouldn't last. any stories?
Oh, I got a ton of stories.
Good.
That I gathered together in about 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
You don't take hours to prepare for the show?
You know,
that's crazy.
I
talk.
Came in and I said, there's not enough hours in the day. There's not enough
true.
Hours in the day.
That is true.
So this is pretty funny. This is West Virginia. Their sheriff reports.
Oh, wow.
Which I got into, not an argument, a heated discussion with a woman last night who didn't know who I was. And the person I was talking to introduced me as the editor of The Beachcomber. And I was like, please don't do that. Just say who I am,
yes.
not what I do. Because sure enough, this woman was like, you need to work on your sheriff reports. And I was like, oh, no. Anyway, so West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia. This is hilarious. It sounds not hilarious at first, but bear with me. I'm not laughing at like murder or something. Oh. So
okay.
Monday night, police rushed to the scene of what they thought was a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had called 911 around 11 p.m. that the dispatcher could hear a man in the background say he was shot.
Oh, geez.
They could hear another person saying, I'm going to shoot you, and a whole bunch of gunfire in the back. So they show up. They're freaking out, obviously. The only injuries and guns in sight were on TV. Someone was playing Call of Duty and accidentally called 911.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Rule number one. If you're playing a violent video game, do not leave your phone in your pocket.
Oh my gosh. But yep. Dialed during Call of Duty. Yep. Oh, wow.
And so I guess the officer tells dispatch, it looks like this is going to be a game of Call of Duty.
Well,
and that was it.
That I think would have been awesome if they'd have just lobbed in like tear gas.
Yeah, I know.
Into the house.
Or like...
put in a dog.
Like held hostage or something. Like, don't come out. They're just the guys and they're like... Ugh!
Boy, this is the most realistic game I've ever played.
Seriously. They probably can't even hear. He's probably got like a headset on. He's talking to someone else, you know? I thought that was pretty funny. It was like, wow. What a horrible mistake to make.
That's better than virtual reality.
Right?
It is actual reality.
I wonder if they said anything. Like if they went to the door and knocked and were like, hey, by the way, don't do that again. Or if they just left. I feel like I would definitely be like, please don't do that again.
Yes. Sage advice. Well, I do have a story.
All right.
It's from the mostly true local news.
Not Vashon anymore.
It has changed. Well, the publisher, he lost his paper over a game of yard darts.
Oh, that sucks. That's a bad way to go.
He really thought he was quite good at it. Apparently, he wasn't. And so the format's changed a little bit. It says, mostly true local news. And the lead story today, state ferry system to add parking meters on the boats.
Oh, no. How much?
It's going to be 42 cents. So you have to have a quarter, a dime,
and
a nickel,
two pennies.
And it's only good for 15 minutes. So you got to keep feeding the meter.
You got to get on there and feed it.
Yep.
And then just hope that the boat doesn't take longer than 15 minutes. Because if you end up sitting out there in the middle.
Yeah, you got to feed it again.
That sucks.
And they've taken out a lane of parking and put in a meter reader.
Meter maid.
Yes, since she goes up and down the aisle checking. And you will get your car booted on the boat.
That's
second time they tow it.
So
you better hope they tow it off wherever.
I was gonna say. So how exactly do you get off the boat if it's booted? And how do the people behind you get off the boat?
Yeah. Well, maybe this is
sounds like
all...
this is an exercise in very very bad traffic management.
Well, it was a Dutch company, Nuck and Butts, that they hired. So.
So there we go. I actually have a story about Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I bet I know what it is. It's one of mine. Go ahead.
I cannot say it.
Go ahead.
We can save it for later. So I thought I liked Amsterdam. Yeah. I've only been to the airport, but I wanted to go back. It looks really pretty. I was like, this has got to be an awesome city. Well, this changed my mind.
Uh-oh.
They banned... those, you know, when you're in like San Diego or Portland, mm-hmm. they have those big, long, I don't want to call them a bike necessarily, but it's people sitting and pedaling,
yes. They're
drinking
all
beer.
On the common shaft and,
yeah,
and they pedal.
Yeah, and they've got beer in front of them and it's like pedaling and drinking at the same time.
Yeah.
So Amsterdam has said that those are a nuisance and
jeez.
There's too many inebriated foreigners. So they banned them.
I think Amsterdam's a nuisance.
I was like, that sucks. People go to Europe like for beer.
This is a place where they have been smoking weed for generations.
Yeah. And like
and red light
prostitution,
yes.
Like totally fine, but like beer,
bicycles.
No.
Nine or whatever they say. What do they say?
I don't know. I don't know Dutch.
How do you speak Flemish or Dutch?
Dutch. I don't know.
Wow.
So yeah, they say that... Yeah, they're drunken men spilling beer while trying to navigate the narrow streets have become a familiar sight. For many residents, they've become a symbol of the trouble associated with, quote, the wrong type of tourism.
Ooh.
Like you said, a place where they've been smoking weed and having a red light district forever, and they're worried about the wrong kind of tourism with beer? I don't know.
Where are the tulips?
Yeah, man. We're supposed to come for like the tulips and the canals.
And then leave.
Like, come on, guys.
isn't one the driver sober?
Yeah.
I always thought that was kind of, you know, the drunks are just providing
like
the power.
Because they have like a person who steers, at least in America. I don't know how it is over there.
You know what? I'd love it if they had one here, but I think what would happen is like you would go down Gold Beach and you never get back. You just drink all your beer down there.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. You just have to do it between like town starts and to maybe like the high school. Yeah. I mean, there's a hill there, but I think you'd be okay. That would be about it. You can't do it. Passport to Pain on those. I would watch that.
Oh, wow. That
you
gotta
call up the organizers. Yeah. $1 million idea.
That is. Huh.
I'm feeling it'd be dangerous. Like people would tip over or something.
Well, it's like a cart though. It's not like a really long tandem bicycle.
No, it's like a four-wheel.
It's a four-wheel thing. Yeah, you're right.
I think people would still tip over.
Hooky smoke.
Do you got any stories?
I gotta turn my computer on.
Oh, your computer's not on. Good, well, all right, I know. Did have a story about the fairy thing.
Oh, I did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
I know.
But there is conspiracy news. Newly released files from the JFK assassination clearly demonstrate there was a second grassy knoll. So, there.
So, everybody's preconceived notions.
That's right.
Shot down.
Are not welcome here.
It was the other Noel.
That's right.
They did it.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Well, have you ever wanted... Well...
yes.
That's our only massage parlor on the island, I think.
There's so many. They're just all run out of people's houses, which makes me nervous. I don't know. Maybe I'm just paranoid, but
the
idea of going into someone's house and having a massage is weird to me.
It is weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
I agree with you. That's weird. I just kind of get freaked out at the whole idea.
I mean,
a stranger, you know, pawing over you for money. Anyway, have you ever wanted to just send an email to your boss and just say, I quit?
Yes. Totally not with my current job. Just with former jobs.
You said that so quickly. It was so confident. Yes.
How has nobody, everybody's wanted to do that?
Okay, well, in this article.
Let us know if you haven't done that or haven't thought of that because...
Well, this one goes the other way.
Okay.
The president of Nippy Bus.
How do you spell that?
Nippy Bus. He wrote a note before work to his entire staff.
Uh-huh.
27 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off with the F word, it. So you can fill in the blanks there.
F it.
Had enough and realized it cannot work with you a moment longer.
Wow.
He dissolved the entire staff.
Wow, he is at the end of his rope, this guy.
He said, I am quitting to pursue my dream of not having to work here.
That's awesome. See, I wish you could do that. Like when you quit a job, I wish you could just be like, you know, I am so happy I don't work here anymore, but that's not how it works, unless you're retiring.
He kind of burnt some bridges.
Right.
So it, like 300 students couldn't get to class.
Because it's like a student?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Nippy Bus.
Oh, no.
And it was dissolved with an email in one stroke.
Everyone's like, cool. All right. Good luck, kids.
So that's the way to do it. All right.
Well, I guess you have to fire your whole staff. That's one way. All right. Well, on a completely different note.
Yes.
Just pure idiocy. This is, I hate these like local news stations because it doesn't say where it is. It just says like the county.
Yes.
Ozaukee County. I don't know where it is. Ozaukee. I'm guessing. Let's just say Florida.
Okay.
Why not?
I think that's, if it's a weird story, that is a good guess.
Florida. 28-year-old woman is in jail because she was trying to transport an inflatable pool on the top of her minivan.
Okay.
And naturally, you don't want the minivan or the mini pool blowing away, right?
Oh, of course.
So most people, you know, tie it down, cables, ropes, things like that.
Yes.
Well, she decided to use her child.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she took her son on a very dangerous ride.
Oh, my gosh.
And decided to have him ride on top of the minivan to hold down the pool. Because, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. So this person called...
Well,
and said, there's a child riding on top of a minivan holding down pool.
I don't think it's Florida. Because in Florida, nobody would have called.
That's true.
Maybe just went, oh, it's just a kid holding down a thing with a beer in his hand or whatever.
So yeah, she eventually pulled over, took her 9-year-old son off the roof, folded the pool, and put it inside the van. Oh. Okay.
And the kid stayed on the roof, but now the pool's inside. Jeez.
When police arrived, this woman, Amber Schmuck, that's actually her last name, said she believed it was okay as her father let her do things like that.
Oh. Mr. Schmuck.
police say that she told them there wasn't enough room inside the minivan for the pool she had picked up, even though she put it in the van.
Officer Schmuck.
So she said she had no way to strap it down, so she had her son climb on the roof to hold it there while she drove. But she did strap the boy down inside the pool.
Oh, well, now it makes sense. Jeez. We thought it was weird there for a minute.
Oh.
His kid's face is covered in bugs. Yeah.
This is fun, Mom. I'm okay. Well, we got some police following us.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing how much energy can be generated by flying down the freeway in a mattress.
Yeah.
It's like a big sail.
Yeah.
And you guys, a guy's out there like Superman arm.
I got it.
Right. I found, you know how I like my little, all the states or all the things?
Yes, the maps.
Yes. Well, it's not quite that, but it does rank cities by time of commute.
Ooh, I saw that actually.
Yeah, and then another by stress of commute, and those are not the same thing.
Oh yeah, no, they wouldn't be
compared to this. So
you can have a long commute that's totally relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what's number one for the longest? It's
longest.
60 minutes, 60.42 minutes.
It's got to be L.A.
It is not. It really
New York?
Surprised me. Nope. L.A. Wow, they're way down there. They're at number 8.
No way.
Yeah, at 53 minutes.
No way.
Number one is Washington, D.C.
Really?
Yeah. That's really weird.
That is weird. I would have never guessed. I guess it's like a really small area where there's a lot of people who work.
That's true. I mean,
there's got to be, you know, a bottleneck going out to where everyone lives. Because no one really lives in Washington, D.C.
I lived, when I worked at McLean, which was, you know, kind of D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And lived in Reston, but I had this beautiful Dulles Parkway zip there.
Yeah.
So this is surprising to me, but they got a nice metro.
Yeah. I remember taking it when we visited.
So the order of descending order is Washington, San Francisco, Chicago, New York.
San Francisco? Really?
Number two. It's 59 minutes. Chicago is 58. New York, Dallas, Seattle comes in at 54 minutes.
That's not surprising.
In Boston, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Austin. Yeah. Now for the
most
stressful. L.A.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And then Miami.
Because those freeways are the worst.
Yeah, like the El Toro Y.
and it's like the kind of traffic. The first thing I noticed when I moved to Seattle is, and I could be wrong, I don't drive at rush hour a ton, but it seems like even if there is traffic, you're moving. It's just very slow.
Yes. That's
in
the worst.
LA, you are not moving.
And you
are stuck And you like don't go anywhere. And I think that's what makes it stressful. It's like because you feel like you are not moving
exactly
at all.
And you get to the point where you say, somebody better be seriously injured or dead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really because, not a nice thing to think.
No, but it's true because it's like if you are making this take this long, it better be a serious accident.
I consider it like the wildebeest at the river's edge and they got all the crocodiles, right? Because they're all bunched up.
Yep.
And as soon as you get across the river, you go as fast as you can. And that's what you do. You hit the gas and you drive like a maniac.
Yep. And then crash.
You just saw a crash.
Yep. Yeah.
Vied.
I don't miss driving in Southern California at all. I always fly into LA when I go home, and it's horrible because I'll get there at like 7 p.m.
Oh, gosh.
It'll take me like 2 hours to get home.
Yeah, that's...
In the morning at like 4 a.m. for comparison, it takes about 40 minutes. Is Seattle on the list of most stressful?
Let's see here. Top 10. LA, Miami, Austin, Phoenix, San Francisco, Houston, Dallas, D.C., New York, Atlanta. It is not in the top 10.
All those places are also hot.
17 worst or most stressful.
Yeah, I think it's because those places are also hot.
In your, well,
nothing
Boston
worse
isn't.
Than like sitting in your car
well,
when it's hot, too.
No kidding.
Especially if you don't have AC. And if you're buying a car without AC in Southern California, I don't know what you're
thinking.
You
are a very unintelligent person. Yes. Okay, so you got any stories?
I do. Again, speaking of educating people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
That's
know,
what we do.
I'm just going to read the headline.
Okay.
Because there's so much that you're going to be like, what? Viagra cures hamster jet lag. My first question was, how do you give a hamster jet lag?
Well, I had this meeting in New York and I had to get back.
Like,
wow.
How do you give a hamster jet lag? I don't understand. So, yeah.
You know the hamster be running up and down the aisle.
Yeah.
Come on, just sit down, man.
So this is in the International Weekly Journal of Science. It's called Nature.
Okay.
So it's saying that, you know, safe bet that most people who take Viagra aren't looking for a good night's sleep. But it turns out that it could be used to relieve jet lag.
Wow.
At least in hamsters. So I guess this, the National University of Quilmes in Argentina injected hamsters with Viagra and then pushed the animal's light dark schedule ahead by 6 hours. So they just, you know, turned the lights on and had people coming in at different times. Roughly the equivalent of putting them on a plane from New York to Paris. The hamsters who'd had a dose of Viagra adjusted their busy wheel running schedules to the new light regimen 50% faster than the team who didn't. But I have a feel, I'm like, there
what's
are
the
so
hypothesis?
Many questions. Just because it works in hamsters doesn't mean it, like, did anything else happen to
now,
the hamsters?
And now we got a lot of baby hamsters. So there's that.
See, it says whether it will have the same effect in humans remains to be seen. If it does work in humans, it could be easier than using melatonin, which melatonin is not that hard to use.
It's not.
And there's really no side effects. It's what your body makes normally.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I traveled over the summer, I took melatonin and it worked great. Well, I fell asleep for like 6 hours on a 10-hour flight.
Oh, nice.
It was nice. And I've never been able to sleep on flights, like ever.
Wow. Well, I'm just spitballing here, but I'm guessing that study was maybe funded by Viagra. Maybe dream up another use for it.
You know, this one use is working, but...
I'm sure the flight attendants are like, what? We're going to have all these guys aroused on our flight now? Thank you, Viagra. Hmm. Like, we don't have enough troubles with the Mile High Club.
Yeah, I don't know. But I also haven't ever had much trouble with jet lag. Like, when I came back over the summer, I was obviously super tired, like, that first day.
And you came back with from Amsterdam, right? Right. Mm-hmm. That was your flight straight to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Jiminy crickets. That's a long flight.
It was 10 hours, 10 and a half. You know, but, I mean, I was tired that first day, but I slept. I went to bed at, like, 6 p.m. and woke up for work. And I was a little groggy, but I was fine.
No, that's good.
I don't know.
That's lucky. You know, if you follow the sun, it's better, right?
Right.
When you're in your jet lagginess.
Yeah, I mean, I think going there was fine because we left at 6 p.m. here.
Oh,
and landed at like midnight over there.
Oh.
So, is that right? No, there's no way that could be right. Oh, well, yeah, because we had a ton of layovers. So we left at like 6 p.m. here, and then we ended up in Germany, and then we were in Athens, and then we were in Santorini. By the time we got to the final place and to our hotel, it was like 10 or 11. So I slept overnight on the plane, and then I think my body made up for it.
Huh.
I don't know. Anyway. Well,
I think United just had their longest flight.
Really?
It was 17 hours and 55 minutes.
It had to be like New Zealand.
Gosh.
Or
what
Australia.
Was it? It was something like that. Yeah, it was like Los Angeles to New Zealand.
That's the only thing keeping me from going there. Like 10 hours is...
Well, you know, I did it. I did it. And I went to Tahiti, and it was like a two-hour layover. And it was okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess coming back, I didn't sleep at all because I didn't want to mess up my schedule.
Yeah.
I felt like if I stayed awake, then I would be tired when I landed because I landed at like 3 in the afternoon. So I stayed awake the whole time. I just like watched movies and played games on my phone and stuff.
It's like the pilots.
And it was fine, but I mean, it was long for sure. I couldn't imagine like almost double that. I feel like I'd go crazy.
Yeah. Well, enough of that stuff. Personal anecdotes.
No more jet lag.
In Japan, which I don't know how long it takes to fly there, but...
A long time.
Non-smokers get 6 days extra paid leave to make up for smokers and their smoke breaks at this Japanese company.
That's awesome.
That is, yeah.
I want to work there.
That's just kind of weird.
I mean,
I guess there were
weird.
Enough complaints about people leaving the office. That's what, if you could smoke at your desk, maybe they wouldn't even get a break.
Now that you can smoke at your desk, we're taking that time back. And giving you less time to live.
Right.
You're welcome.
You get 6 days paid. And you get 6 years off the end of your life.
Exactly.
So guess who was born in Florida yesterday?
I saw the story. So I don't want to ruin it.
Oscar Gray Frankenstein.
That's awesome. They planned that.
Had to. Wow.
Frankenstein. That's the actual last name?
That's the actual last name of the family.
Can you imagine if that was your last name? A poor kid.
Keep saying it's Frankenstein.
Jeez.
That'd be a tough one.
Yeah, I thought I had it bad. I thought a lot of people had it bad with last names, but Frankenstein, that wins.
What else is going on in the world?
Well, I got a good story out of the Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
You know how we sometimes talk about crazy named schools or mascots that are totally
like
non-PC? Like the Blue Raiders or whatever you guys
right,
were?
Right, right, yeah. I didn't name them, okay.
So in San Antonio, Texas, there's a high school called Robert E. Lee High School.
Okay.
And the school district said, okay, well, we should change the name. So they voted to rename the high school Legacy of Educational Excellence High School, which abbreviates to none other than Lee High School.
Wow.
So then they said, the board president said, well, the name is a compromise. It retains the school's history, but it lessens the expensive process of renaming and rebranding the school with a completely different name because it's pretty much the exact same
yeah,
name.
Great. I thought you were going to say it's a high schooly face.
No, that'd be awesome. But someone else on the board said, well, it's trying to put lipstick on a pig.
Yes, there we
That's
go.
That's his exact quote.
I quite agree.
Huh. So.
I think there's a lot of that going around.
Trying to break ties.
Yeah, they don't quite want to get rid of it kind of thing. So, I got a shocker for you. Problem at sex doll brothel.
Oh, no. Not again.
The Johns are getting too weird. Oh, what did you think when you open this up.
I was going to say, what constitutes too weird in this situation?
Exactly. Woo.
Please enlighten us.
So a guy in Spain, he opened this brothel, and it ain't cheap. About $90 for a 30-minute session.
Wow.
So this thing is just going to be flooded with hamsters, I guess.
All the hamsters that got out of the study. Thank goodness.
Yeah, so you can pick all these. Well, let's see what they got here. Executive schoolgirl or fitness woman. Katie, Kanda, Lily, and Yoko. That's your choices.
Okay.
Yeah. And so.
They just dress differently or?
I think so.
This is so weird.
It is so weird.
It's already so weird.
Yeah, but they say that don't worry about, you know, your health because, what do they say? Oh, they use a special antibacterial soap. Okay.
You better be dipping those things in Clorox, man.
Here's the word, antibacterial. And we're talking virus here.
Okay, exactly.
So you can use that antibacterial all you want. Just...
Not
going to
kill the things
we're
actually concerned about.
Yes. Just get in a hamster study. You'll be fine.
All the hamsters you want. So do they mention like what's making them so weird?
Yeah, but it's even too weird for radio. What they want to do with these dolls. And they're like, no, we're not going to let you do that. Yeah.
Like, but how about, no. How about, no, not that either. Freaking be normal with your robotic.
Yeah, that's right. Their silicone.
Goodness.
Yes. Just be normal. What's wrong with you?
That's asking way too much.
So, but my question is, okay, if you indulge them in these ultra weird fantasies, does that mean they won't try to do them in real life? Or if you deny them that.
I mean, as long
that,
as it's consensual, there's no problem.
Consenting robots.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you don't let them do it with the robots, are they going to try and do it in real life?
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe, but maybe all these people are so awkward, and that's why they're going to a brothel with
that very
robots.
Good point. That's a very good point.
And no chance in real life. Oh,
that's
man.
Just crickets on that match.
Going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, back to Frankenstein. What do you got?
I only got one more, and it's not that
what?
Funny. I had like a ton of stories and they always just, I don't know where they go. Well, I got one, again, not funny because it results in someone getting killed, but kind of ironic because these two friends were arguing over the topic of forgiveness in the Bible.
Okay.
And somehow it ends with a shooting.
Wow.
There's not a whole lot of details about how it gets from one to the other, but the police are saying, well, they were friends. They've known each other for a long time. They were arguing over stuff that didn't make any sense.
Wow.
I'm guessing that there was probably some beef between them, and they were talking about, like, hey, dude, just forgive me. And the other one was like, well, you know, if you, you know, and then it got into that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It probably just escalated from there.
Yeah. So one was
bring religion into it. Yeah,
one's New Testament and one's Old Testament. Like I'm going Old Testament.
Yeah. Eye for an eye. And the other one's like, no, we're supposed to love everyone. And they're like, no.
I'm going to lay a smiting on you.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this?
It's been like a year, I think.
How long have you
worked
for Beachcomber?
Well, like which show? How long have we just been doing a show together or this show?
Together.
I started working at the Beachcomber 2 years ago, September.
So October is when you came on.
Yeah.
I think.
So like
that's 2 years.
2 years.
Holy cow.
Happy 2 year anniversary. Someone bring us a bottle of champagne.
That's right, yeah. Don't hold our breath. Well,
I think we should mention we broke our streak of guests. We were 2 for 2, weren't we?
Yeah. Those are the good days.
I know.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have someone else tickling your earbuds today, but eardrums.
Okay.
So we go
okay. Well, let me get one story here from
mostly true. Mostly true. Local news is padding our show today because we didn't do our homework well enough.
What? What? Okay, so it looks like...
I didn't do my homework well enough.
No, I think we're in that same boat. there is a new wine out from Chateau de Fugue.
Where is this based?
Well, it's kind of obscure, but here at Chateau de Fugue, we know your wine experience doesn't stop when you've drained the box. It lasts through the night, into the morning, and sometimes even into early afternoon. So we conducted a scientific science test to see how our wine compared to other wines the day after a night of bingings. So, see, Bob P.
I'm intrigued.
He said, I have a pretty standard wine test for judging wine. It's based on what I'm wearing the next morning. If I slept wearing my pants, that's pretty average. Say 5 out of 10. If I wake up wearing no pants, that's better. A 7 or 8. But if I wake up wearing someone else's pants, that's a 10. However, I have to give Chateau de Fugue a 9 because I woke up in someone else's pants, but it had a cheese sandwich in it. Wow, Bob. Marco R., his word is oaky. That's what he came away with.
Just that.
That's
just
what came oaky to mind when I woke up the next morning, like I had licked the entire inside of an oak pickle barrel.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of wine.
Jennifer J. of Seattle. I found hints of lavender and earth, tender bits of herbs, and a strong aroma of Axe body spray. And that was just in my hair. Oh, and I found a chunk of gum, too. And, and the last one.
She needs to get her life together.
Kelly K., the next morning it felt like a very old school wine. Like my head had been stomped on by hordes of peasant feet. And I couldn't find my pants or my cheese sandwich. Oh! We just had this huge... black limo pull up, and I'm kind of waiting to see. Oh my God. Look, Emily, look.
I've seen nothing like this.
Oh my God. Could you let them in, please?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh. It is the Filson sisters.
Hello.
Oh my
gosh. Hello.
Hello. Don't mind if I sit down here at this microphone.
Please, sorry please to crash the party.
Look, it's an open microphone. I'm going to have a seat.
You know, how are you, Chris?
I am okay. Let's see. I heard. Helicopter.
Yeah.
Was that you guys?
Actually.
That's so funny that you should say that.
Yeah, long, short story. So, but, you know, the goddamn ferry lines are ridiculous, right? And he said, so I'm not doing this anymore. We've had a very hard time finding someone who will actually fly us. But I said,
so this is what we do.
Tell her.
Either Ann and the answer myself, we fake an infarction.
Yeah, full infarction.
And we've got the,
you know what I'm talking
the
about,
airlift, the airlift insurance.
You do it backwards.
Well, we'll do it either way. And they're confused. We said we need to go to the neighbor care clinic. Yeah. It's
we're
probably
get the airlift
closed. But
I don't care if we have to arrive dead. I'm not getting back on that boat.
Yeah, I am with you.
Plus it's $75 what, a year?
Hey, what?
I spend less, I mean, more on that in dry cleaning every 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. If you spend
God's
more on that ticket.
On this.
Did you see the headlines?
They're what putting ferry system
parking meters on the boats.
Wouldn't you know it?
Another reason not to go.
Well, that does not bode well for us because we have very, very, very long cars.
Yes.
We found that out the hard way.
It's four times as expensive.
At least.
Absolutely. What do you drive, Annalie?
Smart car.
Don't say bicycle.
I'm driving a smart car.
Of course you
are.
Of course you are.
She's a smart girl. What are you doing on Voice of
the Show? A Vashon Island young millennial. Of course she drives a smart car.
She does. She's very firm thighs anyway.
She drives a car at all.
It's like
that's right. That's right.
We come from the Flintstone era where you use your feet.
Yeah. But it's good for the calves.
Oh,
it
is.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You ride your bike all the time.
I've gone to rickshaws.
Good for you. Yeah, that's not a bad way to get around.
That's a cultural appropriation. I've never heard of it. I'm just saying, and I'm the most, you know, racist non-Jew of the world.
She is the least politically incorrect. I can't remember where the,
it's
no.
Like it's a double negative.
It's a double negative.
That's all right.
Hey, I don't know who the Rick guy was, but he left his shaw right there.
Boom. Oh, he's good. You should go into humorism.
I did not bring a drama. I slept with one last night, but we didn't bring one. All right.
I left him home.
So this is such an honor.
Yeah. Oh,
what do we owe
you're
this
right.
Well, great...
we just arrived on the island. We're here for a gig. And we came early. We got... Well, Should we tell the long story? It's a long story.
I mean, if you'd like to hear where we're going, or should we just cut to the chase? We do have a gig on the island.
Because we have a gig tomorrow night, which we'll talk about
it's
in a minute.
Actually
tomorrow
in two nights.
Tomorrow night.
I told her that so she wouldn't be late. You know what? I was born 36 seconds early. She's been late ever since. I told her the gig was tomorrow.
Well, it's not tomorrow. It's...
It's Friday. I'm so sorry.
Friday's not tomorrow.
I checked your calendar. You didn't have anything tomorrow. Today is Wednesday.
Okay, so
tomorrow's
we're early.
The future.
We're early.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's tonight's hangover. That's what you're doing tomorrow.
That sounds like a country song. Yeah.
You should go into novelty songwriting.
Tonight, hangover.
Good idea. It's not a bad song.
Actually, thank you.
I've been working on
this.
A novelty song myself. It's called "That's Why the Haba is a Tramp."
Oh, it's she.
I really am.
You shouldn't have said that out loud. The dance moves alone are fabulous
because it's a good song.
Did we export them or import them?
Who?
The tramps. Did we export them or import them?
I think they're naturally occurring. Don't you think?
That's right.
They look very comfortable.
They do.
Whoever they are. And you know who you are. You know who you are.
So we didn't think we were going to make it for the gig that is not tomorrow, Friday.
You're going to make it now. I'm going to
turn
myself
up. We're
going to
make it now. Don't turn me down.
Oh, sorry. Is this mine?
You're red.
I sure am. Okay.
Only my left ear is on.
That's natural too,
Annalise. That's all I need.
You don't even ask.
So we were panicked. Oh, there, my right ear came back. Look at that. We were panicked for the last...
You are going to need the Air Care Northwest. It's going to be legit.
It's an ear-al infarction.
Excuse me, I can't hear you.
We have been on a cruise...
Oh,
for a lot longer than expected.
It sounds glamorous.
Yeah.
You see, we are not tan.
This was quite an adventure. We were hired to entertain.
Picture this. Mm-hmm. All right.
Of course.
On a cruise on the SS Wanderlust. I love the name Wanderlust.
That got its certificate back. Great.
So it was a senior cruise, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and let me tell you, these were the VIPs of the AARP.
Oh my God. So many silver, dirty with silver foxes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know why you never see any? Is it eagles?
Yeah, foxes?
Yeah,
I don't
why
know
you
that.
See any foxes because of all the eagles? Oh, the cougars.
That's the cougars.
Yeah, we're so much older than a cougar. We're like the eagles. Like the pterodactyls?
Like Glenn Frey.
We love to sleep with younger men. She's such a pterodactyl.
She cruises in here. So we're on the SS Wanderlust, having a lovely time.
Oh my God, it was beautiful.
The other entertainers on the ship, this was fun, was the all-male, all-hairless cast.
Totally hairless cast of Ukraine's Got Talent.
Ukraine's Got Talent.
I know you've heard of them. They were so fabulous.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're great kids.
I love a hairless ankle, too.
A hairless Ukrainian.
You know.
That's pretty rare. It's gorgeous, especially
the way they shimmer in the moonlight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wax involved.
Yeah. A lot of wax involved.
Put one of those in your smart car.
So we're on the Baltic Sea. We're touring, cruising the Baltic
hairless
Sea.
Hairless on the Baltic. Okay, got it.
All is fine until it's not fine at all.
Guess what? Unseasonably, what do they say it? I mean, we can't speak the language. Some unseasonable ice block.
Like a glacier, an iceberg.
What?
Yeah. I shoot you not. We ran into an iceberg. It was like the Titanic all over again.
Yeah, crash, boom, bang.
She's up there on the prow.
Hairless in the water.
Or swabbing the poop deck. Yeah. Like, we're going to go down. And it was terrifying.
I'm telling you.
And you know what? They said, no, this is no problem. We're going to be here just to stuck a little
melts,
for a little bit.
He's Italian.
till it melts a little bit.
Yeah.
Guess what? How long?
18 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, 18 weeks. No?
You know what? She's not good at math. She's very, very, very good looking. And I think that makes up for a lot.
It was 18 weeks, darling.
It was 18 weeks. That makes a lot more sense.
It's like people who say my kid is 24 months. Everyone else is 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 24, it's like I've endured this for 24 months.
Yeah.
Two sounds small.
Right.
Big deal. And then.
18 weeks.
So did we sit on our tushes?
No. Did we just read magazines to twiddle our manicured thumbs?
No. You know what we did?
We rehearsed. We took those
boys
from the Ukraine's Got Talent and we whipped them into
We said,
shape.
Let's fix your
you
act.
Let's put on a show.
Yes.
No, we said, let's put on a show. Yeah. Show us what you got.
So their act was fine when we first started the cruise. It was fine. But I'm going to tell you this. It's now mind-blowing.
Guess what?
Triple threat. Singing. Dancing. What's the third threat?
That they have no hair.
That's right.
And
yeah,
they were recently invited to
audition for Siberia's Got Talent.
Oh,
that
wow,
just shows
huge.
You.
That's
that
huge.
Shows you.
Did that
and
get any bigger?
We also wrote on a latest hit song.
It's snowing men. And guess what? There was this. Okay, we're tooting on the boards here.
It hit number three on the German charts 3 weeks in a row.
Wow. That's,
yeah,
the
it's not bad.
Charts.
Yeah,
we're big in Germany.
Yeah. Very.
I expected it. I also paid for that. And so now I know why we were at least number three.
Payola is alive
yes.
and well in
and
Germany.
And this is so exciting because this is more of a WAV.
Yeah.
But there is talk of a musical. And the working title is, are you ready? Crimea River.
Crimea. Yeah. Do you get it?
It's better on paper.
Isn't that funny?
It's better
good.
On paper.
It's a good written joke.
Anyway. We were finally rescued. So we have this Dove Project gig, and we were like, yeah, we got to get out of this ice-locked hell.
What? Can I tell you, it's very good to have friends with private jets.
Yes, very good.
And Eddie Money, if you're listening tonight, thank you again.
Again. Thank you, Eddie Money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's good to have friends with private jets. And finally, we made it, even a day early. Sorry about that. I don't know where we're going to dine in the next 24 hours.
I don't either.
I'm starving already. Everything closes
down
at 8.
Well, Saucy Sisters closed tonight, so you can't go there.
Oh, no relation, by the way.
I was going to say, maybe too close to home.
Yeah. It's good you asked.
Thanks.
Well, Friday night, we're here on the island.
Yeah, why
are
we here?
What do we have? We have a thrilling job. We did this job last year. This is the second annual Dove Project Live Price is Right.
Oh, no.
The Price is Right.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, wait, that's the Laverne and Shirley
that's
theme
all right.
song.
That's all right. I've been doing the love boat.
Similar.
The Price is Right. You can just pretty much
we
use all of those.
We can hardly wait.
Plug and play.
It's at the Eagles Club.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You can just leave that on.
Let it run.
Look. Like we are so pumped for this gig because the Dove Project does all sorts of good work for awareness about domestic violence.
Yeah, the advocates.
Oh my God, alone.
Please.
They've got, they do a lot of outreach on this island, and unfortunately, they're needed. And the need is going up and up and up, which is why they call in the pros.
Pay the bills. Pay the bills.
They're having it at the Eagles. No comment. We're so happy. It was the same place as last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got the Plinko. They've got the wheel. They've got the high-low games.
They've got a signature drink.
They've got
a host with
a long, skinny microphone. I mean, they've got it all.
Oh, the one and only Bob Carey.
Bob Carey.
Oh, yeah, she's a fantastic blend of Bob Baca and Drew Carey.
Incidentally.
I won't tell you which half.
We slept with both Bob Carey and, no, Bob What's his
Barker.
Name? Bob Newhart.
Oh, God.
Well, we did sleep with Bob.
Bob Hope.
No, but we made love to Bob.
No, it was a Bob night. Bob Hope.
And
the Big
well.
Capper.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, we did. We had a weekend with the Big
Papa. Well, I would say it was medium size, but it's me. It's me.
You know, you gotta pump yourself up in the entertainment industry.
Well, some of us more than others.
Oversell and underdeliver.
There you go.
That's our approach.
Yeah, come on out to the show, folks. Yeah, but I think it's gonna be fun. It follows the traditional Price is Right format. There's fantastic items that have been procured here at Granny's
Attic.
Natural Addict, and also the place in the big city,
the Goodwill,
and
it's Granny's pricing. So you guess the price.
Sure. I don't know what the big number is at the
Come
end
on,
of the
day. We're not millionaires on the island. Give us a break. Come
I
on.
Would.
You know.
I mean, we're here once a month for our VLV show.
Yeah. The broadcast every first Monday or when we can get around to it.